This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 10. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. It says there, "For God is greater than our heart. He knows all things." End of quote. The more years we live on this earth, the more we accept the fact that we do not know our future. However, God is greater than our hearts. He knows all things. He knows our future as well. We do not know what tomorrow brings to us, do we? We do not even know what today, tonight will bring forth. Our understanding is limited to finite knowledge, our past and present experiences, a phone call during the night hours, a routine doctor visit, or a travel on the road or on air can forever change our future. Our knowledge is finite. However, God's knowledge is infinite. He knows all things, past, present, and future. He knows the future of the earth and the universe. He knows all about your individual future as well. God declared this, and it is reported in Isaiah 46, verses 9 to 10. He said, "For I am God, there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient time, what is yet to come." End of quote. You see, God does not have the limitation or the restriction of time. God made time, Genesis 1. People live in the boundaries and limitations of the time now. God is eternal, and He sees and knows all, past, future, as well as present. Though we do not know our future, being God, He had already seen your future. He knew it all, and He had already made a perfect plan for your future. Today's Bible Insight says, "For God is greater than our heart, and He knows all things." When your heart's condemned, worry, afraid, we can rest on God, because God is greater than our hearts, and He knows all things. Because He knows, He cares, and He plans for you. Remember, Job never knew in his limited knowledge that one day would bring such tide and calamities one after another and change the full course of his life. However, God knew it all. God had already pre-planned well for Jacob, didn't He? Beloved, the same God is our God. This is why we have to lean on God and trust Him every day. We can grab hold of His promises in the Bible and ask Him to hold our feeble hands into the unknown future. Because God knows it already, He will provide the grace, strength, direction, protection, comforts, and wisdom for us. If He already knows our individual future, will He not protect, comfort, and meet all our needs? Jesus said, and it is recorded in Matthew 6, verse 34, He said, "Do not be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time." God will take care of your tomorrow. He has myriads of angels and ways at His disposal to take care of your needs. You see, God takes full responsibility for your future if you seek Him first in His life. This is what Jesus meant. Bible says in Romans 8:31-32, "What can we ever say to such wonderful things as these? If God is on our side, who can ever be against us? Since He did not spare even His own Son for us, and gave Him up for us all, won't He also surely give us everything else?" This question in the Bible demands from us an affirmative response of full faith and trust in Him. We need to respond, "Yes, He will indeed give us everything else that we need." Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank You for reminding that You are greater than my heart and its thoughts. And I now believe You know all things about my future. Lord, I want to hold Your loving, eternal, comforting, strong hand as I step into my future. Help me, Lord, do not worry about tomorrow. You promised You would take care of my tomorrow. I believe because You gave up Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, for all of my sins, You will surely give me everything else I need. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord now, in full trust and faith in You. believe and trust in Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. Lord, forgive my sins, cleanse me and wash me, save me and bless me with your love. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.